ready for an action-packed story. The riveting story of Jesus' final days on earth include bribery, betrayal, the God of the universe, mobs with swords and clubs, unconditional love, bullies, robbers, miracles, armed guards, angels, and even dead people coming back to life. This story is full of colorful characters, some with good intentions, many with wicked ones. This wild yet true story began way back with Adam and Eve, the first human beings. They chose to disobey God, and ever since then, people have been born with a sinful nature. Yep, all people, you too. Because of this, people needed a way to be brought back to God. And because God loves people so much, He promised that one day He'd send a Savior to save people from the punishment for their sins. When the time was right, God sent Jesus, His one and only Son, to be born on earth. That's what Christmas is really about. The story doesn't end there. That's just part of God's plan. Jesus grew up and performed many miracles and said many things to show that He was God's Son, who was the promised Savior. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John were the men God told to write the first four books of the New Testament. That's the part of the Bible where most of the info for this true story comes from. They wrote about quite a few instances when people were amazed at Jesus and His abilities. However, although many people believed Jesus was the Savior, the promised Messiah, there were many others who didn't believe it. Most of these were Jewish religious leaders. They hated Jesus and wanted to see Him killed, so they called a meeting of the chief priests, called the Sanhedrin, to try to figure out what to do about Him. See, Jesus was getting a considerable following, and these leaders were afraid He would have more power than they did. The plot to kill Jesus.
So the chief priests and the Pharisees convened the Sanhedrin and said, "What are we going to do since this man does many signs? If we let him continue in this way, everybody will believe in him. Then the Romans will come and remove both our place and our nation." One of them, Caiaphas, who was high priest that year, said to them, "You know nothing at all. You're not considering that it is to your advantage that one man should die for the people rather than the whole nation perish." He did not say this on his own, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus was going to die for the nation, and not for the nation only, but also to unite the scattered children of God. So from that day on, they plotted to kill him. Therefore, Jesus no longer walked openly among the Jews, but departed from there to the countryside near the wilderness, to a town called Ephraim, and he stayed there with the disciples. The Jewish Passover was near, and many went up to Jerusalem from the country to purify themselves before the Passover. They were looking for Jesus and asking one another as they stood in the temple complex, "What do you think? He won't come to the festival, will he?" The chief priests and the Pharisees had given orders that if any...